السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا حديث النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. الإمام ده doesn't get closer to Allah Ta'ala by any other deed than by fulfilling his fara'is. By fulfilling all the fara'is, how close a banda gets to Allah Ta'ala, he can't get close to Allah Ta'ala with any other deed. One day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he noticed that one young man was not in the masjid for Fajr Salah. So after Fajr, he went to his house to go and find out that what happened. Why is this person not there for Fajr Namaz? The mother said that he was making ibadat whole night, and Fajr time, sleep overcame him. The whole night he made ibadat, and Fajr time, sleep overcame him. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he mentioned that it was better if he slept the whole night and came for Fajr, rather than making ibadat whole night and then missing the Fajr namaz. Sometimes people just get a jazba, you know, just get a jazba to do something. Now they go and exert themselves. Now that is something that they want to do. Allah never ordered them to do it. Something they want to do. Now they got a jazba, they just want to do the thing. Then after that, they don't even come for namaz also. They don't even make it for namaz after that. So what happened? Very tired, slept there. So it was better that the person should have rested, shouldn't have done all that activity and made it for the faraz namaz. But today, our nafs is our amir. So we follow what our nafs says. We don't want to follow what instruction is given to us, what Allah Ta'ala wants of us. So continuing with that hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that the banda of Allah Ta'ala, he continues carrying out nawafil. But obviously those nawafil must not be at the expense of his fara'is. His completed his fara'is, now he continues carrying out nawafil until he becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Now becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And when he becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, then now Allah Ta'ala becomes the eyes by which he sees, the ears by which he hears, the hand by which he grasps, the feet by which he walks. In other words, he is in the divine protection and guidance of Allah Ta'ala. He is in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala all the time. So, we must have things done in priority, you know. Certain things take priority over other things. But then we must also exert ourselves. Whatever ability Allah Ta'ala has given an individual, a person must exert himself without neglecting what is priority. So now, it is your weekend, right? As students, it's your weekend. So many students are gone home. Majority are gone home. You are staying in madrasa. This is not faraz for you. You opted for this. It's optional. is something you opted to do. So through actions like this, you become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Now a person can say, alright, now I'm staying in a weekend. I read my Taraweeh now. Off today. Let me go away. You could have gone. Nobody going to stop you. Like other students went away. The Thanvi Rahmatullahi, he used to say, I don't force anybody to do anything nafal. It's left to the individual. The person wants to do it. If Allah never forced him, where are we going to force him? Allah never forced him. It must come from his heart. Right? So now you too could have went away. But you decided to sit. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning in that hadith. That you did your faraiz. Now it's Ramadan, it's sunnah mu'akkada to read your taraweeh. You finished that also. You read your witr wajib. Now chutti. You can go away. Now why are you sitting? Why are you sitting? Because you're seeking something. Ibtigha'a wajhillah. Now you are seeking the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Ridwanillah. You want the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That's why you're sitting. Otherwise, nobody going to give you faludaya. Nobody going to give you any refreshments or anything. So you are sitting only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In our Hibs Khatam, when we have our Hibs Khatam, so we don't give no meals, you know. We don't give no meals. So, this last Hibs Khatam, one person came to me, said, Mana, some of the parents, they're requesting men, have a meal, you know? They'll cover the bill. Madrasa don't have to cover the bill. The parents will cover the bill. See, we'll keep it simple also. We'll just make dal and rice. Just keep it simple. But I told him nothing. Saying why? Said, because we must have this khatam in honor of the Quran Sharif, not in honor of the dal and rice. Because we are gone like that now. We are gone like that. When there's food, then you get a crowd. If it's not written there in big on the poster, meals will be served. Then nobody pays attention to it. The people who still pay attention to it, when it's not written, meals will be served. So now, they're coming ready for the love of Quran Sharif. Right? Ready, they want to come for that khatam, make the dua, etc. I'm not saying he's not allowed to feed. Our Hazrat Mayus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he discouraged it. He discouraged it. It's becoming too much of a party these days. The other day one person sent one message. You know, social media is everybody's platform. Anyone can have a say. So he had his say. What he was saying, he said, bhai, you're reading Taraweeh where you're reading. Now other people are reading. Now somewhere they're reading 3 paras a night, somewhere they're reading 5 paras a night, somewhere they're reading other amount. So when they're finishing, now the night that they're making khatam, then they have a party after that, you know. You say, now, why are you coming there on that night? You are not reading Taraweeh there. So you're watching now, where's the khatam? Because where they're having the party. So I'm going to go there now. Allah Ta'ala put within us the love for our deen, you know, love for our deen, love for akhirat, and all that is born from the love for Allah Ta'ala and the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I think it was yesterday or today or yesterday. There is one dua where the person is praising Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That yours is the place of that sajda on the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will make sajda in front of Allah Ta'ala, and he will praise Allah Ta'ala with such praises which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told in this dunya, that Allah Ta'ala will inspire me those praises on that day. In other words, even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't know those praises in the dunya. Right? Allah Ta'ala will inspire me on that moment about those praises. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will praise Allah Ta'ala to such an extent that Allah Ta'ala will then tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that irfa' ra'asak, raise your head, sal tu'ta, ask, whatever you ask for, it will be given. Ishfa' tushaffa, make sifarish, and your sifarish also will be accepted. So we hear this thing all the time, right? But at that particular time when I was reading that, it's just like, you know, certain things just hit you at a certain time. You know? At that time, what a manzar that will be. Allah Ta'ala, in all His glory, Allah Ta'ala will be there. The entire human populace, from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till Qiyamah, every man, every jinn to walk the surface of the earth will be present there. People will be in pareshani. And Huzuri Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wasallam will go in front of Allah Ta'ala's arsh, or however Allah Ta'ala would have it, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will prostrate in front of Allah Ta'ala. Praise Allah Ta'ala, be praising Allah Ta'ala. Yeah. We just experienced one Ramadan Sharif, Birit Taraweeh, for the Huffaz, it's their month. You know what I mean? They're reading Taraweeh, they read Allah Ta'ala's Kalam, in front of Allah Ta'ala they're reading. Such a, you know, enlightening feeling, you know, Nurani feeling, you're reading the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine when Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be prostrating in front of Allah Ta'ala and he'll be praising Allah Ta'ala with such praises at that time. What a scene to be on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala make it that we are from the Muqarrabeen on that day. If not from the Muqarrabeen, then at least Ashabul Yameen. Allah don't make us from Ashabul Shimal. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, it is said that we should create a niche in the hearts of the awliya Allah. Find a place in their hearts. That is, create a special place in their hearts. The awliya Allah, Ahbullah, find a place in their hearts. The one is to say, make dua. You tell somebody to make dua for me. So the person will make dua. If he thinks of you, he'll make dua. When we would request our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, to make dua, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali would immediately make dua. And as Mu'ayyiz Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was like that also. If you asked him for dua, same time he'd give you a dua. The most common was, Allah Ta'ala bless you with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala bless you with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala bless you with the best of both worlds. Those were his most common duas. And if you really look at those duas, covers everything. However, that person who makes khidmat, then dua comes from the heart. Dua comes out from the heart for that person. Without the person even asking. He doesn't even ask. Now this is extra special. This is extra special. So that is the dua that must be sought. Now, what is khidmat? This is what Hazrat is explaining. What is khidmat? Khidmat doesn't mean serving the sheikh with this task and that task. The other day we were talking about this. Sometimes that kind of khidmat gives taklif. Because not everybody understands the temperament. Everybody's temperament is different. Right? Now, you're doing certain things making you happy. But you're giving the sheikh taklif. So, that khidmat is, if you understand the temperament of the sheikh, you make that type of khidmat, alhamdulillah. I remember our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, towards the latter portion of his life. Obviously, he was a heart patient. You're old now. Your bladder is not as strong as it was when you're young. Right? The Hazrat will be sitting in the haram. Every father that comes there with a child, open Zamzam for us, open Zamzam for us. How much Zamzam is going to drink? Every couple minutes somebody is coming with one cup of Zamzam, somebody is coming with one cup of Zamzam. So now he'll take one sip and he'll pass it on. He'll take one sip and he'll pass it on. How much Zamzam is going to drink? So sometime people think they're making khidmat, but in reality they're causing taklif, they're not making khidmat. The person who's doing, he's doing with the goodness of his heart. Allah will reward him. Allah will reward him on his niyat and his intention. But that khidmat sometime it gives taklif. So no doubt this is a kind of khidmat that the Ahlullah appreciate. They appreciate it also because this is a world of means. However, the real khidmat for a sheikh or even your ustad or your parents, become a sadqah jariyah for them. Live your life in such a way that you become a sadqah jariyah for them. That everything in your life becomes a means of sawab for your parents, your asatiza, your mashayikh. That is a real khidmat. See, my Hifz Ustad, Abiz Yusuf Mahamji Sahib, when we completed Hifz, so Ahab Sahib, we used to call him Maul Sahib. Some used to call him Maul Sahib. We used to call him Maul Sahib. We didn't know what's a Maul Sahib that time. He just said, let's call him Maul Sahib. So we called him Maul Sahib. So today we call him Maul Sahib. So his nasihat was that for the next 10 years you must read 20 rakats Taraweeh for 10 years. He said after that if you read less no problem, but for 10 years you must read 20 rakats Taraweeh. So every year wherever we are reading Taraweeh, my father will make me phone before Ramadan. His phone and report. Gonna read Taraweeh over here, reading 20 rakats Taraweeh, reading there. Reading. So they made so much of effort on us that to read 20 rakats Taraweeh was play. That time. That time we just finished Hifz. And their effort, so much effort they put in. So he could tell us also read 20 rakats because he knows what effort he put into it. A few days ago, Monsha phoned. He phoned for some other calm. So I told him, I said, Monsha, when father was alive, he used to make me phone, you know, and tell you where I'm reading Taraweeh. Now we got lazy now, we're not phoning and telling you. But this year I'm reading over there. I'm telling him I'm reading at home. He's telling me, you know, You're reminding me of my days with Hazrat Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. So you see, we used to read Taraweeh with Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib, but most of that he was in Hardoi, you know. So he said that we used to read Taraweeh with him at home in the latter years. So the Taraweeh used to take about 2.5-3 hours. He said after 4 rakats, so Ammi Jan will send some snacks or something, she'll send whatever she made. So must have that. Then he'll give nasihat. He'll give nasihat little while. Then after that, read another 4 rakats. Then after that 4 rakats, again he'll talk to them, give them some nasihat, make some dua or whatever. And then read another 4 rakats. Our attitude towards Taraweeh is gone, you know, get this thing done now. But they enjoyed the Taraweeh. Gee, to live your life in such a way that you become a sawab-e-jariya for your peers, your elders, your parents, so much effort they put into you, right? To make your tarbiyat, they sacrifice, send you to madrasa, learn everything, right? Now, the least you can do is become a sawab-e-jariya for them, right? And everything you do after that, whatever good deed you do, whether you make niyat, or you don't make niyat, they're going to get the sawab. Your asatiza, they taught you. So they're going to get the sawab. Your mashayikh, they made your tarbiyat. So they're going to get the sawab. So this is how you find a place in their heart. When the shaykh observes a murid, say, see this person now. Now he's following the usuls, he's being himself right. This is what gives happiness in the shaykh's heart. Not how many hadiyas you brought and all those things. If a person remains in the company of his shaykh all his life, but there is no improvement in his salah, no improvement in his fasting, no improvement in his akhlaq, no improvement in his speech, he still swears, he curses, losing his head, shouting, cheating, deceiving, despite having one body, he has two faces. His heart is a container of greed and pride, malice and miserliness, jealousy and mischief, etc. Then will this person become a sadaqa-e-jariya for the sheikh? What kind of sadaqa-e-jariya will he be? When the sheikh is making effort on the person, sheikh will be rewarded for his efforts. The murid, if he's staying there with ikhlas, he'll be rewarded for staying there. But would he become a sawab-e-jariya? He won't become a sawab-e-jariya, sadaqa-e-jariya. On the other hand, another person, he came through a rough life. People say, no, a rough life. You know, he came through a rough life. He was caught up in various gunas. There are many who were living a reckless or heedless kind of life. But then they kept the suhbat of the sheikh and they progressed with great speed, like the speed of light or even faster than that. So although the person came from a rough life, his speed is fast in respect to his reformation and change. Now this person will become a sadaqa-e-jariya, sawab-e-jariya. This is what the mashayikh greatly appreciate, seeing their teachings being brought into practice and seeing positive changes and improvements being made. This is what your parents want to see that, your asatiza want to see that, mashayikh want to see that. That is what they want to see. So many people book to go for Umrah, right? People want to go now in Ramadan Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that Umrah in Ramadan is like making Hajj with me. What a big thing. So many people now, a book to go, some are gone. And now they say there is problem in the Middle East. So Dubai closed the airport. Now people who booked, they don't know what's going to happen with their tickets. People who are gone, they don't know when this thing is going to end now, when they're going to be able to return. So Allah Ta'ala shows us, you know, your money doesn't take you, your agent don't take you, the aeroplane don't take you, nothing takes you. Allah Ta'ala wants you to be there, you'll be there. Allah Ta'ala said, no, time is not right now. I want you to come at another time. Allah will take you at some other time. So everything is in Allah Ta'ala's control. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he used to read this couplet a lot in his du'as, you know. A lot of times towards the end of the du'a, he used to read this couplet. It's actually a du'a to want to pass away in Medina Munawara. He used to say, Tamanna hai ke gulzare Medina ab watan hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Medina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gul shanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyar-e-quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Is tamanna hai ki gulzare Medina ab watan hota. The desire is that now the place of residence must be in the garden of Medina Munawara. Waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. I too can have one small place there in that orchard, one small place I can also have. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Now my life, whatever is left now, if I can spend it in that pure city. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta. I must live there, I must pass away there. Wahi goro kafan hota. I must be buried in my kafan and my burial, everything must take place there. So this is something is not in our control. Not in our control, where we're going to pass away. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٌ. Nobody knows. But to make our life like the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is in our control. Khwaja Aziz al-Hasan Madzub rahmatullahi alayhi, you made one couplet. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Say, Ya Allah, now every desire all ambitions, wishes, desires, all has left my heart. Oh, nothing, my heart is clean. Now you come into this heart. It's empty now, it's waiting for you. You come into this heart. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he told Khwaja Sahib, he said, I'll pay you any amount. Let this share be mine. It's such a beautiful share he made. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. I don't know who, a lot of people may have sang the whole thing. One day, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib Naam Barakatu, he sent me one recording of that. He told me, I know you like all this. Listen to it. You'll enjoy it. Listen to it. Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصيبات الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا وارض عنا اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك إخبات المخبتين وإخلاص الموقنين ومرافقة الأبرار واستحقاق حقائق الإيمان والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئاها لا يصرف عنا سيئاها إلا أنت اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في أرض الإسلام اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من العمل والفعل والقول والنية والهدى إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.